that is happening by the Zionist state of Israel. We're standing with the Palestinians. We're standing for peace, for justice. And so we want to make sure that people can see us, and alternatively, that they can hear us, that they can hear our voices, that they know that our voices are in unison with those who stand for peace and justice, and are in unison with those who are in Palestine right now, suffering the atrocities that are being waged against them by the Zionist state. So as we together here chant slogans, do your best. I know it's a symbolic effort, but do your best to chant them in a way where you believe that the brothers and sisters in Palestine would hear your voices, where they would know that they have support all the way in Atlanta, Georgia, across the United States and throughout the world. So we'll start with that. If you'd repeat after us, free, free Palestine!
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 Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! There's two messages that we want to give across or get from this gathering that we are here. Global influence. And if we look on a deeper level, what this global influence is nothing but the same principle of cause and effect. Sometimes we are effect, sometimes we are causes. And this energy or this stream of cause and effect is seen everywhere. Regardless of whether we be affected by the causes or not, we are. Regardless of whether we be influenced by the things that are around us or not, we are influenced by it. So when we kind of look at the history of the American land, Earth has its own effect upon the psyche of people. So that is why we tend to find the principle of life and the appreciation of life within the American people more. So we, some of us are American here, being an American, and all people out there have a sense of appreciation of life. So when you have the sense of appreciation of life, the first thing and the foremost thing in life is freedom. That is why you tend to see the phenomena of freedom in the American land and how people run with the slogan of freedom till where, whether they call this freedom as a true freedom or not, but the freedom as a name itself, freedom as a slogan itself, it's been hijacked or taken away, and it kind of synchronizes with the people here because of the effect of the land that it has. So therefore, we, by living here and by influencing them, by appreciating the value of freedom, will be able to attract and will be able to gather people, because people here appreciate freedom, appreciate life. So it just requires that proper methodology of reaching out. We here are the mouthpiece, or if you want to say, we are representing each and every person here who is walking down here, because our cause is the cause of freedom, our cause is the cause of life. But however, we just need to tap into these people and make them realize so that they join us. That's what it is. So that's the premise. Now there's two messages that we said. One is a message for the people who are here, and the one is a message for these people who are in there. The first message is that we are here for, indeed, there's no doubt that this is nothing symbolic. We are trying to show, particularly in the month of Muharram, that we are against the oppressors. We support the oppressed ones. That's the issue or the reality of Amar bil Maruf, Nahi anil Munkar, all that. We are trying to implement that. Having said that, but at the same time, is this responsibility that we have to value this freedom and to make use of it and make proper use of it. So what we are doing right now here is nothing but manifestation of that. We are projecting that. And if we don't do that, we are answerable in the hereafter. You and I here were given this choice of freedom to come out here and speak against the oppressors. But there are people in Bahrain, if they go out on the street, they are killed. But we've been provided that platform and that ground to do that. So when it is provided to us, we are answerable on the day of judgment if we don't utilize this security, this stability, and this opportunity provided. So it's fulfilling of that responsibility, and obviously when we fulfill that responsibility, more doors open from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of mercy, of guidance, of hidayat, as we have, you know, taken care of fulfilling that responsibility. You know, when a person reaches the climax, when an existence is ready for being a father, Allah makes him a father. If he is not capable of being a father, the life is taken away because he is not capable of being a father. So when we have this responsibility to project and to speak against the injustice, the stability and security is provided, and at the same time on a higher level, the reality and the truth of freedom exists within the air here, and we don't utilize it, then we are answerable for that. So that's number one. That's the message that we want to discuss, or we want to have here by this gathering. The second message is for these people who are inside here, is to really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that status, that maqam, that position. Like for example, being a president, being leaders, Allah have said that, it's clearly in the Quran. You know, we have given darajat, you know, ba'zuhum li ba'z, you know, to some people, and some people haven't been given that darajat. So now, politicians, leaders, people in charge, you know, we are here as a reminder to these people, those who are sitting inside these buildings, that you are responsible of the position that is given to you, and you got to make use of it for the sake of humanity, for the sake of justice. And if you are not doing that, then you are answerable on the day of judgment to God. So that's the whole issue of demonstrating. It's nothing but فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ, you know, is the reminder of that zikr, of tazakkur. It's not the issue of being active. It's not the issue of they are our enemy, and you know, no, it's the issue of humanity. It's the issue of reminding, oh insan, wake up. You know, Musa was asked to speak to the Fir'aun in a very lenient fashion, the King of Kings. And how much opportunity Fir'aun was given continuously and reminded till the last minute that he should accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haq. So this issue is not an issue of to be scared about. You know, our presence here is a help and assistance to those people, to remind them of the responsibility that they got to take care of what they have to do. And at the same time, on the first level, it's our own responsibility towards our own self, towards our own being, vis-a-vis God, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it is. So if we get this message across to each and every person who is here, he will be next to us standing. But unfortunately, the message is not relayed to them. Salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Louder, please.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free!